Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Did You Know? I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. We come to you every Sunday at 4 p.m. and talk about relevant topics, many of which are posted on AmazingBlackHistory.com. What we attempt to do is to give you a full, rounded view of history from the standpoint of the Black perspective. The program is not only for those people of Black origin, but so many white people can learn from what is taking place on the program. It's not intended as an indictment against Black white people or anyone else. When the subject of slavery comes up, we often go into two camps. One that says if you're white, you had to descend from slave owners, and that is absolutely not true. The other is that if you were Black, you were always enslaved, and that, again, is not true. History does not clarify those things. So we have many white people that are taking around a load with them, believing that the horrors that are portrayed as slave owners are on them. I don't care. I don't care if you were a slave owner yourself, hopefully not, but you can't do anything about what has occurred before you arrived on the scene. You can't be expected to change things that you knew nothing about. And by and large, most Americans, and I'm speaking primarily at this point about Americans, are unaware of the significance that white people have played in ending slavery. When we look at the Underground Railroad, when we look at those people that have taken an absolute stand on this, we find that there's nothing that they can do. And I can't blame you for that. What I want you to do is to become informed and make positive steps in that direction. It's difficult. I understand that. Standing up for a person of color is sometimes like standing up to a train coming at you at 90 miles an hour. It is not a pleasant task, and it's not one that most people relish doing. That's not what I'm asking you to do. But by being aware, you can change some of the things that you're doing. You can – hang on 1 second, please.
His daughter is changing it over. If she doesn't get it changed over, he'll let me know.
Okay. Now, we are expecting the possibility of a minor technical problem, and here's what the problem is. Initially, as the show was set up, which I only found out about a couple of minutes ago, is that it was set up for 15 minutes. Normally, we have a 90-minute program. During that program, we talk about, or I talk about, various subjects, hopefully to get people interested, started, and stimulated on having the discussion. If by chance, as it is being changed over, which is taking place right now, and we get disconnected, I will be back just as soon as possible, because the subject that we're talking about is very important today. The primary subject that we're talking about is a person and an outfit, a military operation. That operation was led by Charity Adams, Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams. It was during World War II, and during that time, she led a group of in excess of 800 all-Black, all-female unit, the 6888 Postal Division. And if you are not familiar with them, I can recommend that you go to AmazingBlackHistory.com and look at that article. Now, what I've tried to do in these articles is not just give you a one or two sentence summary of what's taken care of, because I want you to understand the depth to which history goes. And what we do is provide a summary. Hopefully it's fairly complete. You can understand that. But we go further. and we provide videos, we provide books. As you do this, you will also see that in some cases we have partnered with other entities such as Amazon. Now, you can use any of our links that go to Amazon for the purpose of making purchases. This does not increase your price 1 cent. But what Amazon has pledged to do is to provide a small bounty to us, a small royalty, and it is small, but it helps. It helps because to support our operation as we do the research, as we do the preparation, and as we bring these programs to you. There are products identified on some of these links, but you don't have to purchase that product. You can purchase anything. When you use that link, it notifies them that you have been sent there by us, and whatever you purchase, we get a small percentage of. If you need toilet tissue, you can use a link that links to a grand piano, for example. If there is anything in the cart, simply click the cart and remove and continue your shopping. We have enough articles out there that you can learn, and at the same time that, you know, what is going on. So if you have any questions, give us a jingle. But we attempt to provide you with the very best information. I see that it is transferred over, and we do have our longer program set up. Thank you for the technical people that are helping us with this. But as we go ahead, we see that the primary subject that we were talking about was Charity Adams. Charity Adams, at the time that she left the military, was the highest-ranking black female in the Army. In fact, she held the highest rank possible at that time by a female. We find that in many cases, what has taken place through history is that black people have been limited, white people have been limited, and they're not the only ones. Because we occasionally see where Asians have suffered the same fate, Italians, Irish, Scots, what have you. But the one that is persistently left out and ignored happens to be those in the realm that we're talking about. It does not mean by any means that one is superior over the other. Our intent is to try to make sure that all people are represented, that we understand what has taken place. In the instant case, we're talking about Fort Lee, Virginia. Fort Lee is named after Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee was a Confederate general. Robert E. Lee initially received his military training at West Point. Now, what happened? We talk about these people as part of history, and they are. And I want to recognize that, but I want to put them in the place that they are. Let's take a look at Robert E. Lee, for example. He received his training at West Point, the United States Military Academy. I'm very proud of that institution. My son, my daughter-in-law, and two grandsons have graduated from that institution. I am not military. But I did not realize I didn't even realize it at the time, but I visited my son when he was stationed at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, third largest military installation that we have, that it was named after John Bell Hood, a Confederate general who resigned a commission in the United States Army. And what that means is he has to take an active part. It just didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen by accident. He had to resign his commission, take off his United States of America uniform, lay down his United States of America weapons, pledge allegiance to a separate country. And why do I call it a separate country? We have always heard of the war between the states. They were formerly states, but when they signed, when the secession order was signed, and 10 other, South Carolina was the first one to sign it, when it was signed, and 10 other states joined them, making 11 states, they formed a separate country. They had a constitution. They had a president. They had a vice president. They did basically everything we did after we separated from the United Kingdom. They were a separate country. But these people picked up arms against the United States of America. They killed Americans. Many of them were poor generals, including Hood, as well as Lee, who got many of their troops killed. And yet they are honored in a high place in our history. Yes, they are a part of history. But we don't go back and honor the gas chambers. I know that we have recently had people saying that more people should have been killed in those gas chambers, but I don't think that represents the average view of most people in the country, black, white, whatever relation that they are. When I look at people, I see color. Yes, I see their height. I see their eye color. I see their hair color. I see all of these things. To say that I don't see them would be a flat lie. But I look for three things in a person, for their heart, their mind, and their soul. That's all that's important. Those other things are descriptors. And in many cases, many people will find the next statement very, very difficult to believe. But many people are going to make mistakes when it comes to determining the race of an individual. Most people say no, because I know. Many times this is done without the benefits of DNA, which can show us our lineage. And there are many people and many examples where this is wrong. When we look at Plessy v. Ferguson, Plessy, Homer Plessy, had nothing about him that allowed you to determine that he was black. Out of his 8 great-grandparents, 1 was black. In fact, the case was kind of a setup taken against the advice of Frederick Douglass. Now, I want you to also look at Frederick Douglass. We're going to make a post on Thursday coming up, and we are going to take a look at a speech that Frederick Douglass gave that is particularly relevant this time of year. Now, Thursday is the 29th. Look for that. We post on Thursdays, and on Facebook, I put reminders up during the day. If this goes off, we are going to be right back because it has been changed. I just got a notification that we've just got seconds left, but it shows that we have 90 minutes. So if we do get disconnected, I will be right back just as soon as possible. I hope that we are still connected at this point. I am refreshing my screen and hopefully we're still connected. Just for insurance, I am going to sign off and sign right back in. I'm using my cell phone. It is showing that we're being cut off in just a few seconds, but I will be immediately right back. Hold on. Listen. It should take a minute or so, but I will be back. Hang on.